An award-winning Palestinian journalist says he was humiliated by Israeli security officers on his way back from Europe, and the charges have turned into a diplomatic incident. Matt Gutman reports from Jerusalem.
Mohammed Omer's nightmare began when he was ordered to remove his clothes.
And then he said, take off your underwear. I said, I'm not going to take off my underwear. He said, take off your underwear. I said, I'm not going to take it off because I'm a journalist. He put his hand on his revolver on his side and take off your clothes. I didn't again. And then he grabbed my underwear, taking it off by force. So now I'm totally naked.
Omer was on his way back from London, where he had received a prestigious journalism award. He's a Gaza-based reporter who writes for the journal Middle East Report. He also runs a website about Rafah, his hometown in Gaza. It's arguably seen more fighting and violence than any other Palestinian town. The town is also the site of the Rafah crossing, which was Gaza's gateway to the world. From there, one could get to Cairo and any foreign capital. But since Hamas seized Gaza in a bloody coup a year ago, it's mostly been closed. To get to Rafah nowadays, one has to travel through Israel over the Allenby Bridge from Jordan. It was there that Israel's Shin Bet internal security agents told him to undress. After inspecting him, Omer says they began rifling through his bag, destroying things. He collapsed.
I fell on the ground and started vomiting, making a mess everywhere, and that was very difficult.
Through a semi-conscious daze, Omer felt someone digging his hand into his chest. Eventually, he was evacuated by ambulance to a Palestinian hospital. Omer's trip to London was sponsored by the Dutch embassy here, which has lodged a formal complaint. Israel's foreign ministry facilitated Omer's departure and re-entry and was surprised by the allegations. The ministry spokesman, Arya Meckel, said they're investigating.
What happened or didn't happen on the Allenby Bridge, we don't know at this point. At this point, we only have one side saying that. So we ask the authorities who are in charge of that bridge to look into it and tell us, you know, what are the facts. We are waiting for their report.
Palestinians are often hassled at Israeli border crossings, but Yossi Melman, Israel's preeminent intelligence reporter, calls this type of incident very unusual.
Harassed? Probably not. Might be interrogated, investigated, but they are not harassed. Unless, going through your luggage means that you are harassed. That's routine. And especially at the bridge, they are more careful.
He says that's because Israeli customs officials fear smuggling. Recently, the former speaker of the Palestinian parliament was arrested for trying to bring in thousands of cell phones to the West Bank. Omer's recovering. He's been released from hospital after treatment for exhaustion. He said he's looking forward to getting back to work. For The World, I'm Matt Gutman in Jerusalem.